Blog
Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, you are in for a treat today. This is an exciting day. You have tuned in for an awesome, awesome time.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. We welcome you to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am your host, LaLisa J. Williams, and you have just heard our new theme song, a song to get you going, to get you started. Well, today is Wednesday. You know, they call this hump day in some places. I remember back in 1980 and 1981. During that time, I was in the United States Navy, and we worked on jet planes, the F-14 to be exact, for all you Tomcatters out there. We'd be in the hangar working, and you know, that's what we call it was like a garage, an oversized garage, where we'd work on the planes and fix the parts and remove the parts and inspect the plane and do all of that. But there was one character there. Oh, I should look some of those people up on Facebook. There you go. But anyway, there was one character there in boot camp. I mean, we were at work at that point beyond boot camp. And he would always say, you know, we had a little song for Wednesday, humping. You know, well, that song was out back then. So, well, anyway, we want to welcome you to the show today. We want to talk about overcoming fear and negativity. Overcoming fear and negativity. You know, fear grips so many people and just paralyzes them from moving forward and reaching their true success in life. You know, fear can stop you from becoming your dream, your desire. Fear can stop you from becoming a success in life. You know, there are some people who are even afraid. They have fear of success. There's been tons and tons of documented cases and so many people that have gone to see therapists and other specialists to try to overcome this fear. The fear of success. There's people who fear failure. There's people who fear being in trouble. There's people who fear, you know what? I even knew a lady one time, she had a fear of not being, she had a fear of not appearing perfect to people. She wanted all of her situations to be perfect and just come out right. And so that was a fear of hers. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do things right and do things with excellence and do things perfect. But the truth of the matter is it was causing her a lot of anxiety and stress because, you know, she didn't know the little secret is that nobody's perfect and that a person can be an expert and be great at something but yet still not perfect. You know, I'm an author. I, you know, write books and also publish them. And I'm also a publisher. And I also teach in a college, and so I go through a lot of textbooks. And even prior to becoming a college professor, I, you know, had to go through several degrees, and so a lot of textbooks I've come across. I've come across a lot of other books, and in my ministry, I also come across a lot of books in the coaching field and everywhere else. And you know, you have the newspapers around the world, but I've never seen one that didn't have a mistake in it. You know, no matter who was the publishing house, and no matter who was the author, no matter how great they thought they were, no matter how great they were, no matter how awesome the editing team is, people are just going to make mistakes. So this person's fears were unfounded, really. I mean, she had no reason to be afraid to not be perfect because she was going to always not be. So, and this is just to show you that, you know, how fear can really grip people. But it kept her in bondage, and it was a stronghold over her life because it caused her a lot of grief and stress. And, you know, the medical research has proven time and time again that stress can cause cancer. That stress is not only cancer, but there are a lot of other illnesses that people can get from stress, pneumonia, all kinds of things that I don't want to go into naming them. But again, welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, you tuned into the Coach Lalisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're talking today about how to overcome fear and negativity. We're talking just a little bit about, you know, what exactly fear can do, how fear can hurt you, how fear can just pretty much ruin your life. And then you meet those people with various phobias who are afraid. You know, you have people with claustrophobia, afraid to leave the house. And then you have people who are afraid of heights and people who are afraid of being in poverty. Now, the problem with that is that fear can bring about negativity because you have, now that you are afraid of something, you're worried about it. And so there in sets the negativity. And once you become negative about something or your attitude, it's an attitude of worry and stress. Well, according to the law of attraction, you're going to attract what you're thinking and the way you're feeling. You know, you ever wonder, people, I know when I was much younger, I'm still a young woman, but when I was a much younger woman, whenever, you know, you would date or, you know, be involved in a relationship, and that relationship was horrible, people would always say, well, you attracted that person. What in you attracted a horrible person? And sometimes if you only did it once, and so the relationship ended, and if you moved on in the relationship, another relationship was much better, people pretty much didn't say much. But when you went into a series of bad relationships, one after another, you really have to, you know, then you're like, okay, maybe there's something to this, what's in me attracting this horrible person. It's got to be something, right? Because like attracting like, and it's like a magnet. You're attracting this person to you. And you really want to look at, well, what's going on there? So there is something to this whole attraction thing where we attract things to us. And that's why we talk about being positive, you see. That's why we talk about being positive and then being confident and walking in faith. You know, oftentimes people who walk in a lot of fear, these are not people who are walking in great faith. And so people want to know the secret to overcoming fear. Well, it starts with, naturally you have to change your mind. But what are you changing your mind to? You know, people hear people say all the time, oh, you have to change your mind. But we got to tell people what they're changing their mind to. So if you're renewing your mind with faith. You're having faith. So you're moving away from fear. You're moving away from worry. And you're just kind of letting things go. You're not worried. You know, and then you're putting some action to it. That's why I love our new theme song. It just really fits everything that I do. You know, ain't no stopping us now. Because we're on the move. And then there's a part of the song that is actually in the title of today's topic. We're leaving the negative people way behind. You know, just way behind. Just, you know, just get away from them. Now, you notice it says, I'm leaving them way behind. So that means I'm moving up. I'm going higher. And so and the people that are negative will not go. That's one thing about negative people. You will never see them moving forward. So it's pretty easy to leave negative people behind. But if you stay still, you will stay with the negative people. But when you have negative people, if you want to overcome negative people, it's very, very easy. It's a very secret that I discovered. And it's very, very simple to get away from negative people. You simply begin to move. When you move, you will leave them behind. Because one thing I've learned over my, you know, over 50 years of living, I've learned that negative people will not move forward. They refuse. That's how they got negative. That's why they're negative, because they won't move. You notice negative people are the kind of people when you begin to talk about doing something, moving forward, they're, nah, you can't do that. That can't be done. Nobody ever did that. Nobody wants to do that. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough education. You don't know enough people. It'll never work that way, because I never did it that way, and I never seen it done that way. You can't do it like that. And so these are the kind of things you'll hear from negative people. And oftentimes, there's research, some of the research and from some of the great psychologists and other people that study individual behavior. You know, psychologists, they study people's behavior. That's what they do. That's what a psychologist, that's what the study of psychology is. It's the study of human behavior versus sociology, which studies groups of people, the various groups, different subcultures or cultures, different groups within a nation, a state, a country, a continent. But they're studying groups of people. And then there's anthropology, of course, which does study the way different groups of people interact or how they live, different segments of the population. But the psychologists have said that a lot of times negative people are people who just don't want, these are people who have very low self-esteem. So, you know, we're not going to be, you know, too hard on negative people. We want to help them. We want to get them out of that state of negativity. But in the meantime, you keep moving. You keep going. You can't, if you're not a trained psychologist, you probably cannot help them. So in that case, you want to just keep moving on, okay? You want to just keep going forward. And then hopefully they will catch up. But negative people, I'm telling you, these people are very, very, very interesting. Negative people will sometimes, you know, they want a place to dump their negativity. So they are seeking you out. They're looking for you because, you know, everybody's giving out something. You know, and people with high energy and high enthusiasm, they're giving that out. But, you know, we're all just receptacles. We're vessels. And so persons with those negative vibes, you know, we say person has a negative vibe, they're looking to pour that out on somebody. You ever gone to work and, my goodness, you're feeling great. You've listened to all your wonderful, upbeat, motivational, inspirational music in the car, or maybe you had a very inspirational talk on your way to work, and you get there, and you're all happy, it's a great day, the sun is shining, and you're all indications that it's going to be a wonderful day. The minute you get to work, the minute you step off the elevator, onto the floor, the first thing you're hit with is somebody with a negative attitude. I mean, it just wipes you out. It just blows all that you've gotten up to do. You've gotten up, you've had your time of prayer and meditation. You know, like I said, you've had your inspirational praise music going on in the car and our great, wonderful conversation or what have you. And my goodness, and within 2 seconds, snap, it's gone. So I want you to think about this. I want you to make a list of the negative people in your life. I want you to take a sheet of paper, and I want you to make a list of the negative people in your life. So you know who they are. Just write their names down. These are the people who, when you leave them, you feel drained, and not in a positive way. Okay? You can feel drained when leaving someone that had asked you a lot of questions, was really seeking a lot of knowledge and experience and wisdom. That would be a good feeling, a good draining. You know, I think about Jesus when the woman touched him, and he said he felt virtue going out of him. So he felt weak, and he said, I felt power leaving me. So he felt something leaving. That's okay if you're going to, but he was there to strengthen someone. He built this woman up. As a matter of fact, made her whole. And here's a woman who had been with a debilitating illness for 12 years. So he did a lot of work, and so, yeah, power went out. Well, sometimes people, you will feel drained after leaving people. But I'm talking about when you're around someone and you know, you just feel like just sick, you know, almost. It's like these are people who are very negative. You know, they're even sometimes people, they don't have to say anything. Sometimes it's just the look on their face. So I want you to make a list of these negative people, and then on the, you know, next to their name, make a list of the value that they bring to your life. Because, you know, the thing is, you can't get rid of all the negative people, at least not right away, because there may be some value that you're also getting out of that person as well. That person may be a contact to other people. That person may be a person that, you know, is helping you with maybe some special project that you're working on. It could relate to your education. It could relate to your business or what have you. But this is the person that you want to be aware of. You want to be aware of this individual in your life so that they don't drain you. Because it may be a person on your job that you have to deal with. It could be a person in your home that you have to live with. So many people are married to negative spouses. Many people have birth negative children. They pick up these negative habits from other people, wherever, negative personalities. But you want to make this list of these people, and if it's people, but what happens is now that you have a list, you know who these people are, you identify them. You know, everything works out better for success when you identify it. You know, it's something about when you can put that identification on it, when you can actually see what it is and see who it is. So what you want to do is, once you identify these people and then look at the value, now you can begin to plan and come up with a strategy for keeping your, you got to put on like extra armor when you're around these individuals. Okay? Yes, you're praying and you're meditating, but now you got to take your meditation up 100% because you know you're going to be with that person. Now, let's just say that person's on vacation for a week. Well, see, then you can relax because you know you're not going to have to deal with that. But if the person, like I said again, if they're in your home, if they're on your job, you really have to prepare yourself so that you're not wiped out of your energy, because your lifestyle needs the kind of energy that you have. So you have to keep your energy high because you have things that you have to complete and things that you have to do. And you need your high energy. And these negative people, they will drain you of your energy, which will cause you not to perform as well. And it could hurt you on the job in terms of productivity. You know, when people are negative, it brings down the productivity of the department, the whole section, the whole organization. But, you know, the only thing you can do, a lot of times companies, they can't always get rid of these negative people. They can't just fire everybody or a bunch of people. So what happens is, for the positive people there, you have to learn how to work around the negative people. So negativity and fear, they go hand in hand. A lot of times, negative people are people who are very afraid. Again, these are people with low self-esteem. They fear what other people say about them. They fear what other people think about them. That's how a lot of people end up with low self-esteem. They're fearful of what other people say and what other people think about them. A lot of these people are also insecure. So, you know, it's a very, very serious problem because it's very complex. You know, fear can be, it can be instilled in us very, 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 very soon in life. So, you know, from day one, you know, I was watching a film in my psychology class back in 1980. That first year I decided to go back to college. I was 33 years old. I decided to try my hand at college after having been a high school dropout. Before that, I had had all this fear, and the reason why I dropped out of high school was because of fear. And then I went from 1974, which is the year that I should have graduated. I dropped out of high school in 73. So I went from 73 to 1980. So 73, I went 13 years of being, of living in fear of going to college. Or, you know, I did get a GED in 76. 76, I did go back to school, or maybe it was 75. I went back to school to get a GED. But prior to, and even there was some fear prior to going to do that. But I went against my fear, and I, you know, went on and did it. But it took me all that time to go back to college because I had this fear that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. I had a fear that, because I had listened to what other people said. Other people told me that I wasn't smart, and then I had some record to bear a witness to it because I had poor grades. I had very, very low grades while I was in school. So, therefore, and I remember even as a kid, in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, I remember getting D's and F's on my report card, and it really stuck out with me because I used to get beat for it. Back in those days, you could beat your children. There was no such thing as child protective agencies and things like that. So this was a very horrible time for me. So, but fear can stop you from a lot of things. But I remember in psychology class watching film, and they showed us this video where fear was instilled in these in people, like when little babies are being birthed, they come out of a mother's womb, and the doctor slaps the child. It's an abrupt thing to, and then the child is then develops a fear right from the start. So the child is shaken and fearful that this big hand, this big, you know, doctor, you know, hits the child. And so, but, you know, that's what they teach you in psychology class. And at least that's what they were teaching then. I'm sure they still teach these very same concepts in psychology classes, because that's basic psychology 101. They're going to teach you about all the, you know, famous psychologists, Sigmund Freud and Piaget and all the different, you know, Skinner and different ones. They're going to teach you their theories. Their theories don't change until somebody comes up with a new theory. So fear, negativity can be overcome. I'm a living witness that you can overcome. I told you how many years I was in fear of what people said and what people thought. So what did I do? I went on to school. The way you overcome your fear is you face it. It's very simple. You face your fear. People, there's no magic potion to overcoming fear. There's no wand to wave over you. Okay? There's nothing magic about it. The only way to overcome your fear is that you have to face it. You have to just go on and do the thing that you're so afraid of. And the reason that you can do this is because, you ever heard the acronym that they use for fear sometimes? It says F-E. I want you to write this down. You have your pen. You have your paper there. Write down the letter F. Right up under it, write the letter E. Right up under it, write the letter A. And write the letter R. Fear, F-E-A-R. And the acronym stands for false evidence appearing real. You got that? False evidence appearing real. In other words, when you're fearful, it's a mind trick. It's a mind game. Fear is in the mind. And, you know, the brain now tells the body what to do, how to react. So, you can, if you can take control of your mind, you can control most of your life. You know, that's why even the Bible tells us, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's how you transform your life. You've got to get a new mindset. See, a lot of people are just trying to transform themselves, but they didn't get a new mind. They kept the same mind. And then you're going to end up back in the same place. But if you get that new mind, you can truly live the transformed life that you desire. So you've got to change your mind. And now fear is false evidence that appears real. Well, where does it appear real at? In your mind. So you change your mind, get that picture out of your mind that, you know, success is only for certain people, or that wealth is only for certain people, or that wealth is bad. how can wealth be bad when you can't even do anything without money? So it's not bad. You wouldn't even be listening to this show without money, because you wouldn't have been able to purchase a telephone. You wouldn't have been able to purchase the internet. I wouldn't be able to be on the internet and without paying my Comcast service. So wealth isn't bad. People are sometimes bad what they do with wealth. So mindset, false evidence that appears real. The evidence is in your mind. Your mind paints a picture of something that's going to happen. Hasn't even happened yet. Okay? But now it can work for your good, too, with your mind. When I was high school dropout, when I did go back to school, from the day I set foot on the campus at Six County College, I'll never forget it, day one, I'll never forget, sitting in the big room where about 300 people can sit. That's where they have you take what's called a basic skills test. You got to take that test. Everybody who goes to junior college or just about any college, I guess, well, here in New Jersey anyway, you take this test, and this is what lets them know what remedial courses you need before you can take your college classes. So everybody has to take that test regardless of whether you just graduated high school or not. But you take this test, and that test, and in that room, you know, I remember from that day, I pictured myself in a graduation gown, because remember, I had never graduated before, so I didn't know anything about graduation. I didn't know anything about how that felt or anything. But this time around, I said, I'm going to do something different. And this is 1980. January 1980 is the semester I started, the spring semester. But here it was probably September the year before where I'm taking this test. They, you know, give you time to, you know, you got to take the test and all. And here I am, but I'm picturing me graduating. And I kept that picture in my mind, and I ended up attaining to that picture. I graduated, associate, bachelor's, and master's. So I went through all of that. Now, the same thing happens when you have a negative picture in your mind. You're going to attain to the picture in your mind. So in your mind, if you think all people are this, all this is that, this will never happen here, this can't be that, that's what you're going to attain to. And that's why some people just simply never achieve things in life, because it's in their mind. So change your mind, get rid of fear, face your fear. I had a fear that I would drop out, but I faced it every day. Every day I faced the fact that I could drop out of school and I could quit, okay? And then I did something about it. Don't just, when you're facing it, that's what we, when we say face your fear, we mean act upon it, do something. Do the thing that you're afraid to do, and then do it every day, and you'll overcome it. And so we've already talked about how to overcome negative people. You're going to make that list of the negativity, and you can absolutely, you know, get yourself armored up if you have to be around negative people. Stay positive. You know, we ask the question, how do you see the glass, half empty or half full? If you see it always half empty, then that tends to be more on the negative side. You see things negatively. But you want to overcome fear with faith. Having faith will help you overcome fear. Also changing your mind. Overcoming negativity is to stay positive. Always see the glass half, always see it half full. You know, what's the worst? You know, this isn't the worst situation that you're in. This isn't the worst thing going on in your life. There's always something positive to look around you. Well, we thank you for tuning in to the show today, and we're going to close on our theme song. Please, 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 you know, you can visit me on Facebook or love to talk with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another exciting show.